Imagine plunging into freezing water and feeling not pain, but profound aliveness. This is what happened to Wim Hof on a quiet winter Sunday in Amsterdam's Beatrix Park when he followed an inexplicable impulse to break through the ice and enter the frigid water. Instead of suffering, he felt invigorated. This moment would transform not just his life, but our understanding of human potential. Known as the Iceman for his extraordinary feats, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in shorts, running barefoot half marathons above the Arctic Circle, Hof isn't showcasing superhuman abilities, but demonstrating what lies dormant within all of us. His approach combines three simple elements: cold exposure, conscious breathing, and mindset. What makes his method revolutionary isn't its novelty. Humans have used cold exposure and breathwork for millennia, but the scientific validation behind it. In 2014, researchers confirmed what seemed impossible. Hof and his students could consciously influence their immune systems, challenging fundamental beliefs about human physiology. Our world of constant comfort has weakened our natural resilience. Our vascular system, an incredible network stretching 62,000 miles, has grown lazy and inefficient. These blood vessels contain millions of tiny muscles that should contract and dilate with temperature changes. But climate-controlled environments have destimulated this system, forcing our hearts to work harder. Cold exposure reawakens this dormant network. When you take a cold shower, these vascular muscles activate, improving what Hof calls vascular fitness. Within just 10 days of ending warm showers with cold water, your heart rate can decrease by 15-30 beats per minute, delivering blood, nutrients, and oxygen more efficiently while reducing daily stress. The cold works through hormesis, beneficial stress in small doses that strengthens the body, unlike chronic stress that damages our systems. When blood reaches about 50F in your extremities, the vessels open back up, allowing warm blood to flood in. This trainable response can help people with chronically cold hands and feet by retraining poor circulation patterns. When doctors monitored Hof's trainees, they were shocked to find them thriving with blood oxygen levels of just 50%, normally fatal. This works through biochemical changes that activate the brain's adrenal axis, resetting the body beyond normal conditioning. Many modern diseases stem from uncontrolled inflammation, and specific breathing techniques can suppress inflammatory markers in the blood, as scientifically validated. The basic technique involves 30-40 deep breaths followed by breath retention. During deep breathing, oxygen floods the body while carbon dioxide drops, creating a temporary alkaline state that allows practitioners to hold their breath much longer than normal. During retention, the body converts this alkaline state into energy that can be consciously directed. This practice taps into the autonomic nervous system, previously thought beyond conscious control, allowing regulation of mood, emotions, and body temperature. The technique creates a natural high and state of clarity that relieves anxiety and trauma. By manipulating their biochemistry, practitioners experience deep peace and emotional release, often reducing or eliminating medication needs. Without proper mindset, cold exposure and breathing remain mere physical exercises rather than transformative practices. The power emerges when you oppose your ego's resistance, taking that cold shower when instincts say no, or maintaining your breathing practice despite distractions. Through cold exposure, you learn to stop overthinking and simply be present, allowing the cold to reactivate deep brain functions. Studies from Wayne State and Radboud University Medical Center confirm that combining cold exposure with conscious breathing and positive mental attitude produces significant health benefits. Researchers found that Hof maintained his core temperature in freezing conditions through conscious physiological control, not genetic advantage, a skill he has taught thousands. The mindset practice begins with finding stillness, transitioning from external to internal programming. By recognizing misalignment between intention and bodily sensation, you can remain calm, continue breathing, and wait for centered energy to emerge. With practice, you learn to maintain breathing until achieving body-mind alignment, where seemingly impossible feats become achievable. Hoff's journey began with profound personal tragedy. In Amsterdam, he met Olaya and had 4 children with her, but her mental health deteriorated over time. Hoff became a single father, surviving on Dutch social assistance while leading outdoor trips to support his family. In summer 1995, while Hoff was away working, Olaya took her own life. "When I saw her face afterward," he recalls, "the darkness had lifted." Despite his heartbreak, he had to continue for his children's sake. During this period of grief, cold water became his salvation. "The cold healed me," he explains. "It brought me back to reality instead of sorrow." Rather than numbing his pain, cold exposure heightened his presence, forcing him to exist fully in the moment. This personal experience became the foundation for an approach that has helped thousands overcome depression, anxiety, and chronic illness. In 2018, Hoff trained U.S. Navy SEALs at Pearl Harbor in stress management through cold exposure and breathing techniques. After sharing a story about a suicidal doctor who found healing through his method, Hoff told the SEALs, "Today you are going to learn how to become the general within yourself and to stop the war within." Through deep breathing, these elite warriors discovered profound inner peace. Henk van den Berg, a Dutch blacksmith with severe rheumatoid arthritis, experienced remarkable improvement after attending Hoff's workshop. After just one breathing session, he performed 40 push-ups pain-free. He now takes daily cold dips and has even climbed Mount Kilimanjaro despite his previous limitations. Research from Radboud University supports these effects. When Hoff and trained practitioners were injected with endotoxin, they suppressed the inflammatory response by 50% compared to controls using breathing techniques and mindset practices. This demonstrated conscious control over immune function previously thought impossible. By reducing inflammation, the common denominator in many chronic diseases, practitioners have found relief from conditions ranging from diabetes to Parkinson's. The Wim Hof Method offers a practical path to transformation. Anyone can start immediately. Begin with 30 seconds of cold water at shower's end, gradually building to 2 minutes to strengthen your vascular system. The breathing practice takes just 20 minutes daily, preferably before breakfast. Sitting comfortably, take 30-40 deep breaths, exhale fully, hold until you need to breathe, then inhale deeply and hold for 10-15 seconds before releasing. Repeat 3 to 4 times. These practices optimize your immune system, reduce inflammation, regulate hormones, improve metabolism, and enhance well-being. The method isn't doctrine, but a scientifically validated approach to accessing innate potential. As Hoff says, "I'm no guru. This is based on scientific truth, not speculation. We are all rulers of our own kingdoms, ourselves. Our birthright is happiness, strength, and health, accessible through breath and connection to nature. By releasing our minds from perceived limits, we glimpse a world where love and harmony with nature prevail, spreading through conscious action, one cold shower, one deep breath, and one committed soul at a time."